a Perkins boy, just 11 years old, believed to have been desperate enough to take his own life.
This is an awfully complicated and difficult issue.
Kids will be kids, boys will be boys. They're just cruel at this age.
Here what we get is nothing's wrong. We didn't do anything. Everything's fine.
They punch me, strangle me, take things from me, sit on me.
Give it to him hard!
He's not safe on that bus.
Okay, here's the deal. After the hot mess of a publicity stunt that Harvey Weinstein pulled over the mock controversy over the new film Bully's MPAA rating, we finally get a PG-13 version of the movie in theaters. But was it worth the fight? Not really. That's not to say Bully is a worthless film. It opens some needed conversations and shines lights where bullying is not being readily addressed. However, the film fails with its painfully narrow focus. Director Lee Hirsch fixates on the stereotypical bully victim while ignoring the average kid who also gets bullied. There's no true examination of bullies themselves, so we never get the sense of what should change at the core of the problem. Pushing the right buttons and being a tearjerker does not make a great movie, and ultimately it sends a mixed message to troubled youth that if you do kill yourself, your voice can finally be heard. Still, for a conversation piece, Bully gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.